Hello there, I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, Superintendent of Deer Valley Unified School District. Welcome to an all-new episode of the Soup Scoop as we take you behind the scenes of DVUSD. On May 9th, 2023, the DVUSD Governing Board approved the resolution to seek voter authorization of a continuation of the existing 15% maintenance and operations override that has been in place since 1991. The Governing Board also called for a 2023 special bond election in the amount of $325 million to fund safety, security, instructional resources, technology, building renewal, conservation, buses, and student growth through the year 2029 without a tax increase. This is an all mail-in ballot election on November 7th. This all mail-in ballot election on November 7th will help preserve current fine arts and athletic programs such as art, general and instrumental music, and physical education, as well as maintain class sizes. The funds will also be used to attract and retain highly qualified teachers and support staff. You may have a lot of questions about the election and how it affects your child's education in our community. Well, we have the man who has all of those answers. Jim Miglerino is DVUSD's Deputy Superintendent of Fiscal and Business Services, and today we are discussing the upcoming election and what's at stake for DVUSD now and into the future. That's all coming up in the next 30 seconds, after a quick pause on the Soup Scoop.
Research shows that when parents and other caring adults are involved, students achieve more. That's why DVUSD is committed to reaching out and involving parents and the community through volunteering. Volunteering focuses on welcoming all families into the school community, communicating effectively, supporting student success, speaking up for every child, sharing power, and collaborating with the community. For more information on volunteering at DVUSD, including links to school parent organizations, visit dvusd.org/volunteer.
Welcome back to the Soup Scoop. I'm Dr. Curtis Finch. There's a really important election coming up on November 7th. And with that mail-in ballot election, there's a lot at stake for DVUSD, not just now, but also in the future. To break down exactly what this election is about and how you can get involved if you're eligible to vote in the DVUSD boundaries, I'm joined by Jim Miglerino, the Deputy Superintendent of Fiscal and Business Services.
I've been with the district. I'm working on my 19th year. I have been in school business official capacity for 32 years, so all my career been working with public schools, and have enjoyed working with the Deer Valley School District probably the most. It's a large organization, a city within a city of more than 4,000 employees, and about 34,000 students that we serve through 42 schools in the district.
We go all the way from New River to Bell. What's our boundaries?
Yeah, so Bell on the southern boundary, all the way up to the county line, Maricopa County, Yavapai County line, and then 40th Street on the eastern boundary, all the way to 99th Avenue on the western boundary. So 357 square miles.
Wow, that's a big zone, which is important to the next part of our conversation, because we are approaching election season, and when people can vote or can't vote, they need to be inside our zone, correct?
That's correct. For any elections that we hold, you have to be a resident in the district boundaries, within those boundaries that we just described, and you also have to be registered to vote to be able to cast a ballot.
When is that voting machine firing up? When do you have to be registered?
So you have to be registered by October 10th. And we have some voter information available on our website, or Maricopa County Elections Department also has voter information to be able to verify if you're registered to vote, or to register to vote if you're not already.
Well, while we're at it, what's that website for our district?
So our district website, you would go to dvusd.org/elections. So
that's the one. That's the one you need. Well, we have Deer Valley Unified has a couple of issues on the ballot. Can you talk about them a little bit?
Yeah, so we have two decisions that will be made this November. November 7th is the election day. One is the renewal of our M&O override, and the second question will be a new bond initiative for our district for the next 5 years.
This one is going to be a little different than a normal election cycle. What's the difference?
The one main difference, and it's not a difference from the last time we had an election, but certainly from what people sometimes recognize as regular elections, is it will be an all-mail-in election, meaning that the ballots will be mailed out to everybody that's registered, and then they're expected to be returned via the mail. So there won't be polling places like what's common in other elections.
So why are we having a bond and an override at Deer Valley?
So the override election is really a continuation of funding that's been in place since 1991. So this is something that's required to be able to provide additional funding for our day-to-day operational needs. And even though the word override has a negative connotation, it really is local support. It's the local support that the community wants to provide for the education system within the community that they live in. And unfortunately, these elections are only valid for 7 years. They're fully funded for 5 years, but so they have to be constantly renewed by the voters because they are paying 100% of the cost of it as well. It comes, these dollars come from our property taxes, but these monies are necessary to be able to augment what the state provides in funding for education.
So it's been in place since 1991. That's a long time. So what is the impact on Deer Valley if we pulled that?
So the total amount that we receive from this funding is just over $33 million. And so at stake would be the entire $33.4 million if it was not to be renewed. And the impact would be on the people within the organization because it does affect our day-to-day operational dollars that would be available to us. And 86% of those funds go towards people, the salaries and benefits that we pay our people. We are in the people business.
So the in the initial phases of raising the money, there were some programs that were suggested that we may be able to offer. So obviously there's not a direct line between pulling and starting, but what are some of the areas where it might impact? You know, obviously the Board of Ed will have to make that decision, but what were some of the things that were sold initially about going forward with these dollars?
Yeah, I think the two main areas would be class size. We'd always look at class size as a cost associated with our operational budget. So one of the things that these funds also provides is the lowering of the class sizes since we enjoy these funds. The other big one is full day kindergarten. So the state only funds a half day kindergarten program. These funds help us to offer a full day kindergarten program for all of our kindergarten students.
Maybe you should talk a little bit about Arizona's place in the world and in the U.S. as far as funding public education, because I think that's a variable why we even have to go this route.
Yeah, so we had a committee that looked at the need for both of these elections last school year, and that committee looked at the dollars per student that we spend in Deer Valley compared to our comparable district as well as to the state. And certainly to the national spending as well. And we spend less per student from all those comparative numbers, and that's with the override in place. So if the override wasn't in place, we would even have fewer dollars, and it would just be difficult for us to be able to continue to meet the needs of our students if it weren't for having those funds available. When you look at any of those comparative numbers, Arizona ranks at or near the bottom in funding per student when you're comparing the national numbers to the state average, which we don't even get the state average.
Well, then I'll throw a little commercial in here then. How in the world does Deer Valley Unified have 92% of its schools either A and B, and we have over 50% of our schools are A-plus school of excellence? If we have less dollars, how are we performing so well?
I think it's because we are a district of continuous improvement and also good stewards of the taxpayer money. I mean, so we are entrusted with other people's funds to be able to perform the task of educating the youth that live within our district. And I think we just do a better job than some others that even get more money.
Nice. Talk a little bit about, we talked about the override, talk a little bit about the bond and maybe the why as well.
Yeah, so the same committee that I mentioned that looked at the override last year also looked at the capital needs of the district. So these are the tangible items, school buildings, school buses, technology, things of that nature. And they looked at all the needs of the district as well as all the available resources, and they came up with a recommendation to call for this bond, really for a couple reasons. One is, unfortunately, in the society that we live in, we need to continue to make some safety improvements throughout our campuses. There have been cuts to the capital funding formula from the state that that have created a backlog of need. And then finally, we are experiencing growth in certain sectors of the district that we need to be planning for. And that planning process takes time. So we have to get started early to be able to accommodate the growth that we're anticipating.
Can you give me a little more details of the cost, how much it is from the taxpayer perspective, and maybe what we're doing today in relationship to what would be in the future?
Yeah, so I think in the case of both initiatives, whether you're talking about the M&O override or the bond, the M&O override's a continuation, again, of something that's been in place in some form since 1991. So there's no additional cost. And the committee was very cognizant of making sure that the bond also did not create a financial hardship. So we have structured the repayment of that bond to be able to have what I refer to as a level levy. Which really is just saying that we're asking for a constant dollar amount over the duration of the repayment of this. So it will actually mean that we're asking for the same amount of money from the property taxpayers for the duration of the repayment of that $325 million bond. So it should be no additional cost to the property taxpayers.
Okay, so it's not anything new that they aren't paying today in both situations.
That's correct.
Okay. When you talked a little bit about potential growth in the neighborhood, I heard there's a big plant in our neighborhood. Tell me a little bit about that.
So TSMC is building a plant up around 303 and I-17, which is at the geographic center of our district. And it's a major investment. It's a $40 billion with a B. And so as a result of that, there's a great deal of growth to be able to satisfy the all of the, not only what's going to be at the plant itself, the TSMC plant, but all of the supporting companies that will also be coming to be able to have them be effectively delivering chips.
The that side of the freeway right now is a bunch of dirt, except for the plant. There's a bunch of cranes there. At one time there was 36 cranes putting that building together. Are you staying in contact with the state to find out when they're going to start developing that other side? Is that in the immediate forecast down the road, or what have you heard?
Yeah, so all of the land around and even where the plant was, where the plant is now, was state land, owned by the State Land Department. And so we've been in constant contact with them about what the future is going to look like for all of the rest of the state land that's around the plant. And so we're getting updates from them on a quarterly basis, and we're aware of major developments that are happening that will cause not only more commercial development beyond just what you see with the plant that's being built, but also residential development that's happening in that vicinity.
So that there's going to be another town come out of the ground there, and that's going to be pretty exciting. TSMC is obviously a big player. They are Intel's bigger brother, and so that's going to be exciting to see them in the center of our district. So before we sign off here, what do you want the voters in the Deer Valley Unified School District to know about the bond and the override before we head out?
I think the one thing I would mention is we have a host of information available on our website at that same website, dvusd.org/election. You can even get a list of all of the projects that are scheduled for any particular campus. We also provide information about how we've spent previous bond dollars. There's a host of information that identifies the stewardship that we take so seriously. But I think more importantly is that we're not asking for an increase, but we are asking to be able to continue to meet the needs of our students, that both of these be considered by the voters this November 7th.
Okay, so when does the ballots come out? When is the kind of the timeline?
So again, voter registration, I have to be registered and live within the district to make a decision on these two issues. Voter registration is by October 10th. Just the following week, they will the Maricopa County Elections will be mailing out the ballots. And they do ask that they get mailed back within 7 to 10 days of the November 7th election day. If they're not in the mail within that time period, they are asking that those ballots be dropped off at a drop-off location. We are hosting a drop-off location at our district office, which is located at 20402 North 15th Avenue. So essentially 15th Avenue and the 101 freeway.
All right. And there'll be other drop places around the city, I'm imagining, in our zone. They could probably go to Maricopa County's website to see those as well.
Yeah, I don't know of any other locations, but I think the Be Ballot Ready website would be the location where they could find other locations to be able to drop off their ballot if they don't have it returned in the mail.
Okay, sounds good. So once again, if I need to know any more information, I can go to the Deer Valley website /election. That's the key word. You can put it in the search if you don't remember the code, and you can find out all the details. Are on there, where the money's going, what's it slated for, what we've done in the past. So there will also be a community report coming out here in a couple weeks as well, kind of walking over the last our last bond, what we've been using it. So keep an eyeball out for that as well. So thanks again, Mr. McGlorino. When in doubt, ask Jim. He knows the answers. Thank you.
Thank you.
There you have it. Visit dvusd.org/election for all the details and FAQs you're looking for with the upcoming bond and override election on November 7th. And don't forget, the deadline to register to vote, get your ballot in on time, is October 9th. If you have any questions or suggestions for a show, topic, or guest, or if you'd like to listen to previous episodes of this program, visit dvusd.org/soupscoop. I'm Dr. Curtis Finch. Thanks for joining me, as now you have the Inside Scoop on DVUSD with the Soup Scoop Podcast.